السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. ونشهد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ, ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers and also sisters who listen over receivers, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wills and we are blessed with life, then we'll be witnessing the miracle that we witness every year. As soon as the moon of Ramadan is sighted, it is no doubt a miracle, because wherever you go in the world, throughout the year you will find the masajid empty to a large extent. But as soon as the moon of Ramadan is sighted, then whether it is Fajr Salat, Isha Salat, Zuhr Salat or any other Salat, you will find an increased number of Musallis. There will be great excitement throughout the world. The moon has been sighted. Muslims are going to begin their fasting of the Mubarak month. The recitation of the Quran Sharif increases. Zikrullah increases. Ibadat increases. Charities increase. Everywhere there is some talk and discussion of this Mubarak month that has set in. That is a living miracle of Islam, and living miracle that a person can see with his own naked eyes, a kind of a transformation that takes place. Of course, after a few days then we get tired, and then we fill up the masajid again towards the end of the month. But the fact is that there is a visible change, a change that is very, very visible. I mentioned this before also, that besides this, there are many other things, but if you have to take, for example, the stoning of the Jamarat, in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, so many pebbles are thrown on the Jamarat in Hajj, but there were hardly any stones that were left there, and no truck used to come and remove those pebbles. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een were definitely wanting to know that where do these pebbles then go. So they were informed that those people whose Hajj is accepted, those pebbles are taken away by the angels. So there were hardly any stones, yet we know that each Haji, he will be stoning on the 10th, 11th, 12th and some even on the 13th. So there should have been a mountain there. Now, of course, we see a lot of stones still remaining there, a lot of pebbles remaining there, and they have to be sometimes removed, just indicating the quality of our Hajj. Nevertheless, for this month of Ramadan, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, it is reported by the Salman radiallahu ta'ala in a very famous Hadith Sharif, it is the very first one that has been recorded by Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi in his Fadail Ramadan also. We should read this ahadith before the commencement of Ramadan. But even if we haven't read it, we should start reading a page a day or a few pages a day. So it will give us some kind of enthusiasm, some kind of zeal, some kind of excitement, some kind of happiness and joy, some kind of looking forward to fasting in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Because there are so many virtues that have been mentioned of this Mubarak month. It is no ordinary month, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chose the Mubarak month of Ramadan for the revelation of the Quran Sharif, which is the book of guidance and hidayat for mankind until the day of Qiyamah. The very fact that this kalam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the month of Ramadan was chosen for its revelation. Of course, after that, over a period of 23 years, it came down. But the choice of Ramadan shows the significance of the month of Ramadan itself. Now, there is no time to really go into all the fazail of the month of Ramadan. Over the whole month, we will be listening to many, many ayats or many, many ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with regards to the virtues. But at least this much we must remember, that if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, لَقَدْ أَزَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَزِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ شَهْرٌ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, that a very great month has dawned over you. It is a very blessed month. It is a month in which there is a night which is better than 1,000 months of ibadat, as we know that he is referring to Laylatul Qadr. فِيهِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam thereafter informs of a lot of other virtues of this Mubarak month, that what should, it is a month of sabr, etc., etc. But the whole purpose and objective we should not lose sight of, and that is taqwa. As far as eating and drinking is concerned, sometimes even little children, when they get angry and upset, they say, I won't have my lunch today, I won't eat. And the parents go on and on, petting the child and say, no, please eat, please eat. There are so many people who go on hunger strike for various other reasons. They don't even believe in Islam or believe in Sharia or Quran Sharif. Sometimes we hear of prisoners striking. Sometimes we hear of laborers striking, so many other people striking and going on hunger strike. They say, we are going to starve to death, but we are not going to eat. So just giving up of food and drink is not something that is unique. That many, many other people can also give up. Here this giving up of eating and drinking is because it is a hukam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that from dawn to sunset we give up this eating, drinking and carnal passions with one's wife for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Akbar Allahabadi said very beautifully, he said, Saum hai iman se, iman rukhsat saum gum. Saum hai iman se, iman rukhsat saum gum. Qaum hai Qur'an se, Qur'an rukhsat qaum gum. What does that mean? Those who understand Urdu have already understood, but those who haven't. He said, Saum, this fasting can only be on the basis of iman. If there is iman in a person's heart, and iman, as Shah Anwar Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi used to say, is not the name of jannah. That means iman is not the name of just knowing. Iman is the name of manna, to believe, to accept, to have that kind of yaqeen in the heart. So he says, Saum, this fasting can only be on the basis of iman. That means the person who has believed, who has really and truly believed in the existence of an Allah who is all-powerful, all-hearing, all-seeing, all-knowing. Only he can observe this fast. It's very difficult to make any other person fast. Because the person, if he doesn't believe in the existence of Allah Ta'ala, if he doesn't believe in an all-seeing, all-hearing, all-knowing Allah, then the moment he feels hungry or thirsty and he sees nobody is watching, then he will eat and drink. In privacy, he will do anything. But here the person, just on the basis of a hukam and order of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he restrains himself from all the haram, especially the eating and drinking, which is halal for the 11 months of the year. But in the month of Ramadan, for no other reason except that it is an order and hukam of Allah Ta'ala. And this brings me back again to that same example, which I think I have repeated almost every year without fail. And I have absolutely no hesitation in repeating, because it has helped a lot of people. That in the month of Ramadan, if you have to take the iftar time, at the time of iftar, if with everything laid out on the dastarkhan, it's just 2 or 3 minutes to go. Now, if at that time, if a person is told that you have already observed the fast for the past 15 hours, 16 hours, depending in which country the person is staying, so what difference will now it make if you have to open your fast 2 minutes before time? Just go to any masjid in our country or any other part of the world, or go to Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Tayyiba, especially Makkah Sharif and Madinah Sharif, where millions of people are sitting and waiting to open their fast. But they too are waiting for the azan to take place, or for the sun to set, or for the announcement to be made that now iftar time is up. Not one person has the courage, even though he may not be a fasting person, but he too doesn't have the courage to start eating that khajur and start drinking the water and start partaking of what is on the dastarkhan 2 minutes before sunset. Everyone, the entire million people or 2 million, 3 million, they're all sitting there and just looking. And especially those who are fasting, no matter how hungry they are, but they are not going to touch it too. Now if at that time somebody has to say that you are in Makkah Mukarramah, you are in Madinah Tayyiba, as it is, all the sawab of your ibadat is multiplied in Makkah Sharif 100,000 times, Madinah Sharif 50,000 times. So what difference will it make now if you open your fast 2 minutes before sunset? Therefore, all those people who say that the only purpose of fasting is so that you may feel the pangs of hunger, it is incorrect. It is one of the benefits that you feel the pangs of hunger so that you may appreciate the lives of those people who are going through without food and drink for many, many days sometimes. Or they are just surviving on crumbs. Or they do not even have the basic necessities to fill their stomachs. So that is a benefit of fasting. There are many other benefits of fasting. For example, health reasons. There are lots of benefits if a person keeps the fast. But will we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made fasting obligatory upon the ummah so that they may stay in good health? Because for health there are many other things that you can do. But we will say that there's definitely a benefit of health also if a person has to fast. But that is not the purpose. Allah ta'ala said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that we may become pious, righteous, restrain ourselves, so that we may become muttaqi. Allah conscious we become. So now this person will not be prepared to open his fast 2 minutes before sunset because he will say that no matter who announces, but it is the order of Allah Ta'ala that you must open your fast only after sunset. It is the order of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that you must open your fast only after the sun has set. So the person with the weakest of iman, that person who is fasting, he can be of the weakest person like us. That during the day he may have engaged in a lot of ghibat, backbiting, lot of gossiping, false oaths and qasams. He may have sworn somebody because everybody's temperature seems to go very high when they're fasting. This person could have been even listening to music or engaging in watching some other haram on the television screen. He did everything. But when it came to the sunset time, this person's iman became very, very strong. And he said, I just cannot open my fast 1 minute before sunset because the hukam of Allah Ta'ala. So if this fasting can make the person's iman so strong when it comes to that 1 or 2 minutes, then what about all the other orders of Allah Ta'ala? Is it not the hukam of Allah Ta'ala that he must make Salat 5 times a day. Is it not the hukam and order and command of that same Allah Ta'ala that you must give zakat, that you must make hajj if farz, that you must stay away from adultery, from fornication, from gambling, from drinking, from haram and illicit relationships? Is it not the hukam of that same Allah Ta'ala that the person must not have jealousy, malice, greed, pride, arrogance? Is it not the hukam of the same Allah Ta'ala that you mustn't speak lies, you mustn't take false oaths and qasams? Now all these orders and hukam of Allah Ta'ala, why does our iman not become very solid and strong? Therefore, saum hai iman se, iman ruksat saum gum. That if the person has got good iman, then he will be able to observe the fast with all its etiquettes. It's not just staying away from food and drink as we have become accustomed to. And they say, Qawm hai Qur'an se. And as far as the society is concerned, the ummah is concerned, the communities are concerned, they are based on the Qur'an. That the progress of that community, the progress of that society will be dependent on how much they practice upon the Quran Sharif. Therefore, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is reported to have said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْأَقْوَامِ وَيَضَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامِ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He elevates the position of nations dependent on how much they practice on this Quran Sharif. And He brings them down depending on how much they neglect the Quran Sharif. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. With this kitab, that is the Quran Sharif, depending on the practice of that, Allah Ta'ala elevates them. So He says, if there's no Quran Sharif in the life of the Ummah, then that Ummah is going to be destroyed. Now, if we have to look at both things, we do not have sufficient in our lives. Neither is our Iman very strong, nor is our Quran Sharif in our lives. So this fasting that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala prescribes is so that we may develop this quality, that as we are staying away the whole day from eating and drinking, just because it is the hukam of Allah Ta'ala, so we develop this taqwa in our life that Allah Ta'ala is watching every move, every action of ours. We cannot cheat and we cannot deceive. Therefore, Hazrat Mawlana Ali Miah Rahmatullah at one time he mentioned, he said that fasting is of two kinds. Or there are two fasts that everybody has to keep. So just by way of explanation, what he meant was, he says that there's one fast which begins with Sehri and with Subh Sadiq. That Subh Sadiq time this fast begins. And it ends with our iftar. At sunset that fast ends. Whether you begin this fasting with dates or whether you begin it with water or you begin it with anything, but it begins from Subh Sadiq and it ends at iftar time. No matter which country a person will be living in, there will be a certain number of hours that he will have to keep this fast. In some places maybe 15 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, or even 18 hours. But the fact is that there will be no country in the world where the person is fasting 24 hours. Even those places where there is sunlight 6 months of the year and darkness 6 months of the year, there too what has been prescribed is that they will take an average day and work out this number of hours that a person has to fast or make his namazes, fajr, zuhur, asr, maghrib. But there will not be a situation where the person has to continually fast for the whole 24 hours or more. So this fast will end at the time of sunset. But there's another fast which begins from the time that the person becomes baligh, mature in life according to Sharia. Once he has become baligh, this fast begins. And that is the fast of Islam, as we call it. That fast begins the moment the person has become baligh. And it will end only at the time of his death. This fast of Islam, it is going to begin when the person has become baligh, and it will only end at the time of his death. In other words, just as we stay away from food and drink in the month of Ramadan, from dawn to sunset on the hukam of Allah Ta'ala, in the same way for an ordinary Muslim, the person who is a born Muslim, the moment he becomes baligh or mature in age, depending on the differences that are mentioned there, whether it is 12 or 14 or 15, whatever it may be, once the person has become a baligh person, the signs of bulughiyat has come on him, maturity has come on him, that is now an adult. From that time it will be compulsory upon him until his dying day. He has to leave this world in a state of iman. When he leaves this world in a state of iman, looking forward to the meeting of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then we will say now his fast has ended. Once again, what it means is that the person, just as in the month of Ramadan, he will abstain from certain items from dawn to sunset. As a Muslim, the fast which began from the time that he became baligh will last until his death. That means he will have to abstain and restrain himself from many, many things. From many, many things he will have to restrain himself. And he will have to do many, many things until his dying day. And the person who was not a Muslim but reverted or came into Islam, then it will be from the day that he came into Islam, this fast will now remain until his dying day. Therefore, it is not permissible for a person to renegade on Islam or say that now I am giving up Islam. If the person does not accept Islam, that's between him and Allah Ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will deal with him. In this world, he will be treated as a disbeliever. But he is not going to be arrested or punished or murdered or killed just because he is a disbeliever. Look at Allah Ta'ala's ihsan. But a person who has accepted Islam, and if he makes irtidad, he gives up Islam, then he will be arrested in a Muslim country, Muslim land where there is Islamic law. He will be given 3 days, he will be explained, his doubts will be answered, and then of course whatever action will have to be taken will be taken. But this is because the person already accepted Islam. So therefore I am saying that one fast is that which begins from Subuh Sadiq and ends at sunset. And the fast of Islam, which is compulsory, once the person has accepted Islam, it will last right up till his dying day. He will have to now perform 5 times salat, he will have to give zakat, he will have to make hajj, he will have to make zikr, tilawat, ibadat, he will have to stay away from adultery, fornication, all those other things also, which most of it is included in the fasting person's life. But this fast is part of that whole Islam. It is not the whole of Islam, it's part of that Islam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of His favor, out of His kindness, out of His mercy, He blesses us with the Mubarak month. Repeatedly I have said that we should curtail or reduce our activities. Those things in which we pass our time, which we engage, which are futile activities. If we are not even allowed to spend our time incorrectly, the 11 months of the year, then what about the month of Ramadan? Again, our eating and drinking habits must change a little in the month of Ramadan. It seems that our dastarkhans get bigger and bigger every Ramadan. Instead of eating sufficiently so that we may be able to make our taraweeh and get up for tahajjud and make some namaz and zikr tilawat, we load our stomach so much at the time of iftar that after that it's nothing but burping in salat and then going to sleep. So nobody says we mustn't eat. It's permissible to eat sufficiently, especially those who work hard all day, they need. But what is happening at present, it just takes away that whole spirit of the month of Ramadan. The Nuraniyat and Ruhaniyat is all gone. We are supposed to be suppressing our evil desires, which are generally suppressed when the person has got some kind of hunger and thirst. But here there's absolutely nothing that happens. In fact, it increases sometimes. So there's nothing wrong, eat and drink. But don't forget the whole purpose of this Mubarak month. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us with the best of the Mubarak month that is coming. And may He make it such that our fasting is not like the person, as mentioned in the Hadith Sharif of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Rubba sa'imin laysa lahu min suyamihi illa al-ju' wa rubba qa'imin laysa lahu min qiyamihi illa as-sahar. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam, that there are many a fasting people who get nothing from their fast, staying hungry whole day, that's about all they get. And from their staying awake at night, because they didn't have that sincerity or it was just for show business, so they get nothing except loss of sleep. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us all with life in this Mubarak month that is coming and give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of everyone, to show consideration, especially those people who are employers of Muslim staff, then they must show consideration, especially in this month of Ramadan. Because Asr Salat now comes at 4:30, 4:45. Believe me, if we have to tell them at 4:30, finish, shop close, go home, make your Asr Salat and come tomorrow. I can take a billion qasams in this masjid and tell you that there won't be any decrease in that sustenance which Allah Ta'ala has promised. In fact, there could be increase. Barakat will increase. Because Allah Ta'ala hasn't written anywhere in the Quran Sharif and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam hasn't mentioned anywhere in the Hadith Sharif that your daily sustenance and ration which Allah Ta'ala has destined for you, because we're living in a world of means, we have to make some effort, But it hasn't been written anywhere that by following the government regulations that you can open your shop from morning till midnight, so you have to open from morning till midnight to get your ration for that day. Allah Ta'ala will give it to you in 2 hours, 3 hours. He will send some big customers which don't normally come, and that business which the person was doing after staying open for 24 hours, Allah Ta'ala can give it to him in a few hours. And it's experience of many, many people. So therefore, let us reduce a little bit of our worldly activities in business houses, try and close a little early, make your salat with jamaat, and see how much of barakat Allah Ta'ala will give and how much of peace and sukoon will come in our lives. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.